My name is Ariel Hernandez now, but it was Gustafson. But my mom's last name is Shapsnikov, so people might know me by a few different names.
Ariel's late maternal grandparents were interned during the war, but she doesn't know many of the details.
I don't remember which one was from which village, but one of them was from Kashiga, and I think the other one was from Makushin. And that's all I know. I don't know if they met before the war or after or what year they got married. I just know that they were both evacuated and that none of them would talk about it.
For Ariel, the effects of that family history didn't register until recently when she wrote a class paper on historical trauma. The assignment triggered a memory of her grandmother, specifically her grandmother's reaction to hearing Anangam Tanu, the native language she lost after the war.
I came home, I was in like kindergarten, maybe younger, but somewhere around that age group. I came home and I was like, Grandma, look, I can count to 10 and, you know, Aleut. And so I did. And she started crying and I didn't understand. And I just never thought about it again until last year writing that paper. And then I'm like, light bulb, I get it. That's why she was crying, because she was forced to speak English.
The memory got Ariel thinking. How would she have fared if her generation had been forced to leave their homes?
If that would have happened today, like, yeah, I'm Aleut and white, but I'm enough so that I would have been evacuated. And like, if we were alive back then, it would have meant that me and my mom and both of my brothers would have had to leave, but my dad would have had to stay. Like, how crazy is that? That could tear apart, you know, mixed families.
The war also tore apart communities. Kashiga and Makushim were never permanently resettled, so Ariel's family made their way to Unalaska, where she was born and raised.
Just crazy to me, and to think that there was people that never got to go back home to their village. I'm just glad that hopefully I'll never have to know what that's like, you know. And so I even made a long Facebook post about my grandparents one year and posted their wedding picture and said, you know, I'll never get to ask them about it, and I'll never know what it was like. But I'm glad that they met and that they gave me my mom and, you know, her siblings.